Hey, nothing like a good vintage sandwich, right? Right, Dan?
Yep.
Yeah. By that, I mean a sandwich that I've had in my fridge for 33 years. Hold on a minute now. Wait a second. Hold it now.
All right.
See, I was old. See? All right, here are some vintage sandwiches that you can make today. And some of them are just weird. How about this one? The apple and grape sandwich. If you've ever made weird sandwiches, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in here. Weirdo sandwiches, 312-981-7200. So, apple and grape sandwich. A sandwich can be many things. A snack, a dessert, a weird salad you eat with your hands. This dish is a great example of all of the above. Start by chopping up apples, celery, and white grapes. Toss the ingredients together with French dressing. Spread your mixture on thin slices of buttered white bread and make your sandwich. No. It just, that's just weird. The white buttered white bread with the, although I mean those are obviously all things that are fine to eat. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know if I've. Yeah, well, I guess French dressing with that would be okay. And then you spread it on your thin slices of buttered white bread to make your sandwich. I guarantee you, if you brought that to work, nobody would steal it from the fridge. I know that much. I think that might be the case for a lot of these sandwiches. Maybe that's where they came from. People got sick and tired of coworkers ripping off their sandwiches from the fridge for lunchtime and decided to make really unappealing sandwiches. Like, here's an apple and grape. Go ahead, rip. Go ahead, steal it. It's an apple and grape sandwich with some celery and some French dressing on buttered white bread. Enjoy. Enjoy. Even my name's on the bag, but you go ahead and take it because it's an apple and grape sandwich. All right, how about this? An oyster sandwich. Well, how's that unusual? Well, I'm thinking of an oyster po' boy, which would be breaded and deep fried, and that's not the case here. Like oysters on the half shell, the shellfish in this sandwich are garnished simply with oil, lemon juice, and Tabasco sauce. Mix together these ingredients and finely chop the raw oysters and serve on a thinly sliced piece of white bread. Add a lettuce leaf for some extra crunch. What's with the white bread? Not that I don't enjoy it. But see, that sounds fine. That's just chopped up oysters with Tabasco sauce, which is, you know, delicious. I mean, I think it sounds a little weird to serve it that way, but all of those ingredients are fine. Little lettuce leaf, that's fine. All right. How about this one? I'm intrigued by the name of this vintage sandwich. And the vintage sandwich is called the Hot Ham Number 2. Hot Ham Number 2. This is from a book here that you can get. The second take on a hot ham sandwich is reminiscent of a Monte Cristo. After spreading minced ham onto buttered bread, assemble the sandwiches and cut them into triangles. Dip the sandwich points in a mixture of beaten eggs, milk, and salt, and cook them on a hot griddle. Once the sandwiches have been fried, French toast style, serve with a slice of roasted tomato. Well, that sounds good. It's similar to Monte Cristo. Minced ham on buttered bread. Cut them into triangles, the sandwiches. Dip the little points into beaten eggs, milk, salt. Cook them on a hot griddle. When they're fried, French toast style, add a roasted tomato. That sounds fine to me. Hot ham number 2. let's see. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Rick on WGN. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, hi. Yeah, when I was a kid, it sounds disgusting, but it actually is really good. We would have peanut butter and pick a lily.
peanut butter and pick-a-lily sandwich.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're great.
Oh.
I haven't had one in years, but I remember exactly how it tastes.
Oh, okay. So you would spread some pick-a-lily and some peanut butter, and then, boom, go to town.
That was it, yeah.
Okay. All right, Rick, thanks.
Okay.
All right. That does sound a little weird. If we discussed the difference between, and this is we've discussed this, I think, in the past, Dan, the difference between pick-a-lily and relish. And I don't know if I don't know if there is a difference between pick-a-lily and relish. I know that there is that really bright green relish. I don't know if that's what they call pick-a-lily, but I always thought pick-a-lily and relish were pretty much the same thing. But you do have that neon green relish that you find on certain hot dog plates. Like, for instance, Superdog puts the neon green. They put the neon green relish on their hot dogs, and I don't know whether they refer to it as pick-a-lily or relish. But I've always thought that it was just that term was interchangeable. Like, relish and pick-a-lily were pretty much the same thing.
Let's see here. According just to a quick search, it seems like pick-a-lily is a type of relish.
Type of relish.
So you're technically right, but more in the fact that any pick-a-lily is a relish. A relish may not necessarily be pick-a-lily.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So it's a relish, but it's a specific kind of... It falls under the relish family. That's true, because relishes are not just... You know, the word relish doesn't necessarily mean pickle. You could have relishes that are made of a completely different ingredient and still be a relish. That's why they call the thing a relish tray, because there's different kinds of relishes on there. But when I say relish, I immediately think of the pickle relish that you put on a hot dog. But we should be more specific and say pickle relish as opposed to relish. Because as we've just discovered, or as we've known, that there are many, many kinds of relishes. So, but pick-a-lily and peanut butter, Dan, do you care to give that one a try?
Nope.
Well, you don't like peanut butter.
I do not.
Do you like pick-a-lily?
I do.
But not together, because you don't like peanut butter.
Correct.
Okay. All right, more of vintage sandwiches. Get your apple and grape sandwich ready to go. That one sounds that's one of the ones that I think you bring to work so that people who steal your sandwich won't steal it. But the other one, the oyster sandwich, that sounds fine. The hot ham number 2 sounds really good. And we've got more vintage sandwiches that you can make today to deter people from stealing your lunch. That's the goal this morning. All right. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Have you ever had peanut butter and pick-a-lily? Let's hear about it. 312-981-7200. The news is coming up right after this. 2 for Tuesday continues. The great Etta James at last, requested by John. You be a 2 for Tuesday here! 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio on the 18th floor above beautiful downtown Chicago. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 on this Tuesday morning. The great Steve Cochran has your morning drive at 6. We are talking about vintage sandwiches, including the fantastic apple and grape sandwich. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in here with some thoughts on that. It is election day. Make sure you get out and vote. Less than 2 hours, the polls will be opening. So get out there right now and get ready to go and cast your vote and let your voice be heard today on election day. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. Here's Dave on WGN. Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
All right.
Nick, man, it's great to be on your show. I love it.
Thanks, man.
I love your show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I used to work with this guy that had large sandwiches for lunch.
Okay.
And that's all he ate. He was a Polish guy named Gorky.
Uh-huh.
And I had to do ladder work with him.
And he would just have big sandwiches?
White bread with a slab of lard on it.
Oh, man.
And he was stronger as hell. The guy was strong. Little guy. He could eat all a 40-foot ladder around a building.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. That's all he ate.
Wow. So he basically...
I was cleaning windows with him.
Big, giant sandwiches with slathered with lard.
Yeah. And wow. He'd offer me one every day. You know, I'd... No.
I'll just...
Sometimes he'd had sausage some days, but then he had lard the rest of the week.
Wow.
And that he was a grown man, big little guy.
Well, there you go.
It was amazing, man. I never forget it.
Yeah. I've never heard that before, but that's pretty interesting. All right, Dave. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, man. Take
good luck.
Take care, buddy.
Great show, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Gorky and his lard sandwiches.
And something to be thankful for. Get a big, lard sandwich for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, man. Mm. Nothing like a big, lard sandwich. Dan, you ever have a lard sandwich?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. Apparently they're good for you, though, because Gorky was a very strong man, Gorky. All right, let's see. Oh, look at this. Remember, we were giving away tickets to see Private War. And Debbie was our winner. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
All right, what'd you think of the movie?
I thought it was a fabulous movie. It was very good. Oh, good. To be honest, I had never heard of Marie Catherine Colvin.
Uh-huh.
It shines a light on what so many other people do for us in our lives that you just don't even know who they are.
Yes.
I think there are so few people that I'm really aware of. I think during the Iraq War, there were more personalities, say, that you heard from, that I heard from, that names I knew, but
yeah.
I didn't know who she was.
Well, by the way, for people who didn't know, we gave away tickets to a private screening of this movie called Private War, which doesn't open for a couple of weeks, and it was last night was the screening, right, Debbie?
It was, yeah. It was just last night. It was a wonderful movie.
And Rosamund Pike is the star of the movie. She's a terrific actress, has been nominated for an Academy Award, and based on a true story, and we're all looking forward. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So, well, congratulations. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you liked the movie.
Oh, it was great, and thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad I woke up in the middle of the night. And
Very cool. I'm glad you liked the movie. Okay, Debbie, thanks for calling back. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
There you go. So Debbie was happy about that movie. It's nice to give stuff away that people enjoy. Unlike apple and grape sandwiches. Are we going to give any apple and grape sandwiches away?
You going to make them?
No. So
everybody, next Friday, in front of 303 East Wacker, start lining up now.
We'll be handing out apple and grape sandwiches. All right. Let's see. Here's Dan on WGN. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, man.
I used to have that problem because I would make what I do with my peanut butter jelly, I put butter, peanut butter, and jelly, and the sandwich weighs about a pound.
Uh-huh.
And somebody kept stealing them out of the refrigerator, but nobody fessed up to it. So I took a regular pop can, smashed it down as flat as could be, and I put it on the sandwich, left it in there. Somebody took it, but I still don't know who took it. They never fessed up to it, though.
So you flattened a pop can and put it in there.
Because my sandwiches are always heavy. Because I only eat one sandwich, but it's a meal in itself.
Oh.
But I put that can right in the middle.
Well, that's a way of deterring. I guess that's a way of deterring or at least punishing the people that are stealing your sandwiches.
Yeah, either that or if you're really sick, just spit on the sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. then you'll know who took it.
You'll exactly. All right, Dan. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
take care.
All right.
That's it. That's it's a lot of ingenuity right there. Aaron, I'm going to crush a pop can down and stick it in the middle of this sandwich. But I mean, I will say this: it's really not cool to take somebody's lunch. I mean, that is just like. That is just unbelievably uncool to do. And I think it's one of the reasons, another reason why it's sometimes you know, preferable to work the hours that we work because there's nobody else here. They're not going to steal. If you bring, like, something to eat during the course of the show, nobody's going to steal it because there's nobody here. And if somebody did steal it, I would just run up to one of the three other people that were in here.
Go, we all know it's Vic.
We all know it's Vic. Vic, where's my sandwich? What are you talking about?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was Nick's impression. Vic did not walk up to the mic.
Oh, no, that was not. No, no. I know I sound exactly like Vic.
Just exactly like it.
But, all right, here's Glenn on WGN. Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, morning, Nick.
Hi.
Hey, I got two sandwiches for you, both of which used to toss people's idea of having my lunch. One was a good old-fashioned Braunschweiger, you know, liver sausage
sure.
sandwich with a really thick slice of onion on it. You know, and then the other one, though, is the one my dad introduced me to, is a carnivore sandwich, which is the raw hamburger with minced onion on the top, a little bit of seasoned salt.
Oh, man. Wow.
Now, I dressed it up a little bit, and then we do it like a steak tartare, which is the tenderloin cross-cut and really fine, and with a little bit of Worcestershire sauce and minced onion on the side to sprinkle over the top of the dark rye mini-tar breads. But, yeah, that kind of made it look a little less, homeschool type of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, the liver sausage, I love liver sausage. I love the sausage.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sounds like a dream sandwich to me. A big slice of onion and some liverwurst, please.
Oh,
I'd eat that.
And then it's so easy. It's so easy,
oh,
too.
Yeah, completely. All right. All right, Glenn, thanks, buddy.
Sure, bud.
Little raw meat there, Dan. You up for a little of that?
Nope.
A little All right, let's see. We got some text coming in. 312 area code, pocket meat. What does that mean? It just says pocket meat. Pocket, well, he used to do sports on the morning show. Yeah, pocket meat! Yeah! Can the person from the 312 area code who texted just the two words pocket and meat, could that person explain?
You know, that was right at the top of the segment, so who knows? That might have been a leftover phrase from last segment that I just didn't like.
I hate when people use the term pocket meat.
I mean, I just thought it was applied to the sandwiches, but I could be wrong.
It could be the other topic, yeah. Pocket meat.
Now we have to use pocket meat in conversation.
Yeah, we have to. All right, we have to break here for more pocket meat. For the weather, and then we'll talk more sandwiches and pocket meat. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here until 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and And Steve Cochran at 6. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday! And John selecting Etta James with Something's Got a Hold on Me. Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about some vintage sandwiches that you could make today. Bring them to work and nobody will steal them. We've got a few more here that we're going to get to. And we got some texts. And is this the person who actually sent the text?
I'm not sure, but he's got a good explanation if he doesn't.
Okay, 312 area code sent a text that just simply said pocket meat. And this is Dan. Dan, did you send the text?
Hey, Nick. Yeah, I did. I love your show.
Thanks, man. What is pocket meat?
It's meat that you put in your pocket, Nick.
What? So you just carry meat around in your pocket?
Exactly. So on my job, I don't have the luxury of having a fridge or a microwave. So what you do is you just put meat in your pocket, and your body keeps it warm, and you don't have to worry about people stealing your sandwiches. Maybe pickpocketers, but you're not going to steal it because it's my pocket.
So now I'm assuming you put it in like a Ziploc bag in your pocket, not just a bunch of loose meat sticking in your pocket.
Yeah, I don't put a lamb chop in my pocket. Right. I put it in a plastic baggie.
Okay. All right. So it just All right. That makes sense. I mean, the term pocket meat makes sense for what you're describing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Pocket meat. You got to try it.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Nick.
There you go. I love that he was just like, that was a common thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, pocket meat. You know, that thing where you put meat in your pocket and you walk around, nobody can steal it. See, that's how desperate people have gotten. That's how bad it's gotten that people are stealing people's lunches and that they're walking around with meat in their pockets. Well, how did you stop people from stealing your sandwiches? I walk around with meat in my pocket. And haven't you ever heard of pocket meat? Oh, man. 630 area code says, fry homegrown tomato, mayo, and peanut butter. If you like all those ingredients, you must try it. It's delicious. The peanut butter part sounds a little weird, but I like the other stuff. 312 area code says, Mr. Rogers showed peanut butter jelly with popcorn. It was like a yummy popcorn ball. 331 area code says, bologna, lettuce, American cheese, mayo, potato chips on white. Well, that's a classic. Classic. That's going to get stolen. Let me tell you right now. You bring that sandwich to work, put it in the fridge, gone by 11 a.m. 773 area code says, when there's nothing in the fridge, my buddy doesn't hesitate to make an onion and mustard sandwich on white bread. Yeah, I guess you could do worse. Tom from Bartlett says, I just spit up my oatmeal talking about these sandwiches. Was it when we said pocket meat, Tom? Was that when it happened? Uh, 8415 area code says, I put sliced tomatoes and a half a bell pepper between two slices of wheat bread. Then I butter both slices, salt and pepper to taste. See, that sounds fine. Little tomato bell pepper sandwich, a little salt, a little butter. That sounds fine to me. Does not sound crazy at all. All right. How about a lemon sandwich? This is another vintage sandwich that we can all try. Not many recipes feature whole lemon slices as the star ingredient. After removing the rind from the slices, dust them with powdered sugar, stack them between buttered slices of white bread that have been cut into circles. Candied cherry goes on top to reduce the pucker factor. Everything is buttered white bread on these vintage. I guess that's because it's vintage sandwiches. How about this one, the dairy sandwich? Oh, Dan, I think I might like this one.
I think it's a safe assumption.
The word dairy is in the title of the sandwich. I believe I might like it. The dairy sandwich stays true to its name. The simple recipe asks you to spread fresh butter on thin slices onto thin slices of Swiss and press the cheese together. There's no mention of bread, suggesting that it's literally meant to be a butter sandwich served on two slices of cheese. Unfortunately for sandwich purists, the protein in place of bread theme has only gained traction in the last 100 years. Now, see, I would, you know, a butter sandwich with the bread being two slices of Swiss and a nice glass of whole milk. How about a lobster and caviar sandwich? Well, sandwiches aren't typically associated with fine dining, but even luxurious ingredients like lobster and caviar can shine between bread. For this recipe, spread caviar onto lightly buttered bread and sprinkle with lemon juice. Spoon minced lobster meat on top and cover with a second slice of bread. Serve over a lettuce leaf, ideally on the beach, with some chilled wine to wash it down. All right. Here's Barbara on WGN. Hi, Barbara.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to tell you that what I learned when I worked at my kid's school, they could label everything science project.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I don't know, Dan, that works at a school. She worked at a school. That you know. It's not going to work here, right? Like if I bring a bag lunch and I write science project on it, I mean, what, you know?
I mean, we've got enough youngsters patrolling the hallway. I mean, it might be Kaufman's kids, Miles. It might be his.
Who knows, man? Wow. All right, science project, but that's good though, especially if you work at a school. That's pretty cool. Yeah, this is a science project. Leave it alone. But really. It's an apple and grape sandwich. All right. How about an olive and nut sandwich? Unlike peanut butter, peanut and jelly, olive and nut never caught on as a popular pairing. This recipe calls for sandwich builders to finely chop olives and English walnuts, combine the ingredients together with mayonnaise, serve on buttered brown bread. The mixture makes for a light sandwich that's big on texture. See, that sounds fine to me. Yeah. Okay. All right, we got some more texts that are flying in. We also have some more vintage sandwiches that you can enjoy before somebody steals them from the fridge. But we got a break here. The news is up next. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah! Two for Tuesday. Trucker Gord requesting some Helix, Young and Reckless. He thought I might like them because they're a Canadian metal band. All right, man. Nothing I like more than Canada and metal. Put them together and it's Helix. Thank you, Trucker Gord. Two for Tuesday here. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here until 5 a.m. And we've been talking about these vintage sandwiches. And then we've been getting a ton of texts here. Let me go through a few more of these sandwiches. How about the Farmer Sandwich? The Farmer Sandwich. Pork chops and applesauce are commonly seen together on the dinner plate. Here, they come together on a sandwich to make a savory sweet lunch item. You can put this one together by layering thickly sliced cold roast pork onto white bread, topping it with applesauce, and cap it with a second slice of bread and dig in. Boy, white bread is really being used on this collection of vintage sandwiches. People enjoy their white bread. How about a tomato and horseradish sandwich? Here's another curious food combination that failed to stand the test of time. To assemble a tomato and horseradish sandwich, start by sprinkling thin tomato slices with salt. Combine a half a cup of horseradish with 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. Spread that mixture on pieces of buttered white bread, of course. Place the tomato slices between the bread and enjoy your meal while clearing your sinuses out at the same time. Little horseradish tomato. How about calves liver and bacon sandwich? If you're not a fan of calves liver, perhaps the addition of bacon will change your perspective. Take the well-done liver, chop it up fine, then with crisp slices of bacon. Season with salt and pepper and ketchup. And serve on a lettuce leaf between buttered graham or white bread. How about the Easter sandwich? Whether or not you like you make it for Easter, this recipe could be saved for special occasions. Dip a crisp lettuce leaf into mayonnaise and lay it on a slice of buttered white bread. This buttered white bread. Fill the lettuce with slices of cold hard-boiled egg and sprinkle with salt and pepper. After the sandwich has been cut into squares, tie them with a lavender baby ribbon and present your guests with the world's most adorable finger food. Just remind them to remove the ribbon before taking a bite. That sounds fine. That's like an egg salad sandwich. What, I don't know. It's basically an egg salad sandwich. And then finally, oh, here we go. We're back to jelly. The aspic jelly sandwich. No list of early 20th century recipes would be complete without aspic. This retro delicacy is made by mixing gelatin and meat stock to create a savory jello mold. To prepare it for a sandwich, soak 2 ounces of gelatin into 1 cup of chicken stock until soft. Pour 3 more cups of chicken stock that will have to be seasoned with cloves, parsley, celery, mace, salt, and pepper. Strain the liquid into a dish and mix with shredded chicken before refrigerating. Once the gelatin has set, cut it into some fancy shapes and serve it on buttered wheat bread. What are fancy shapes? I wonder. What do they consider fancy shapes? All right. Is there a such thing as aspic pocket meat? The gelatin in your pocket would not hold up very well if you had gelatin pocket meat. All right, texts coming in. 815 area code says rye bread, butter, thick slices of brick cheese, and a slice of white onion. That sounds fine. 312 area code says, a McDonald's cheeseburger with Frito chips on it. I was creative on hamburger day at grade school. You got to use what you got. All right. 2224 area code says thick roast beef from Valley with their gravy warmed up. It's delicious. Well, it's just a roast beef sandwich. Hey, Dan, did you know that today is National Nachos Day?
I did not.
They're just showing a clip of it on Channel 9 News, and you know what they showed? Addison Russell flying into the Nacho Man.
Ah, Nacho Man.
The old classic Nacho Man. Yeah, it's National Nacho Day. So, there's big close-ups of... Now I get to see Marcus eating nachos. That's always a pleasure. It's watching Marcus Leshock down some nachos. Let's see. 336 area code says popular weird sandwiches in the Southeast include peanut butter and banana sandwiches with mayonnaise slathered inside white bread. Yes, I've heard that one too. And the peanut butter and banana was that's like an Elvis thing too. Fried peanut butter and banana sandwich with bacon. He enjoyed bacon on his. I think Elvis enjoyed bacon on anything. Elvis seemed to be, in the later part of his life, a guy who would enjoy pocket meat. I don't think he had a lot of room in the jumpsuit, though, for the pocket meat. (laughs) 773 area code says, tomato on white bread with mayonnaise. It had to be white bread. It had to be mayonnaise, not Miracle Whip, and I still eat them. 331 area code says, I'm a teacher and a child where I taught would eat garlic butter spread on white bread. And it's the only type of sandwich he would eat. Okay, that's a little weird. Garlic butter spread on white bread? No, no, no. I mean, I like garlic butter, and I like white bread, but not just that and that combination. That just seems a little weird to me. 773 area code says, we had a guy who was stealing sandwiches, so we made one with a salt, pepper, Tabasco, and whatever else we could find. We caught the guy when he started gagging. It was a good thing you were in the room with the guy. Don't you think, like, one bite, you're like, oh. I mean, I don't think he finished it, right? Hey, I stole it. I may as well eat the whole thing. Let's see. 815 area code says, butter works great with peanut butter. Normally when applying peanut butter, you can easily rip the bread. Butter prevents that. Oh, a little tip for all you pocket meats out there. I didn't know that. That seems like that makes sense. Yeah, but butter might rip the bread, especially if you're, I mean, if you got the soft butter, you know, with the spreadable butter, that's one thing. But if you, you know. But nobody really uses stick butter except in recipes, right? I mean, that's the only time I ever use stick butter. 847 area code says, my husband eats peanut butter and sweet pickle relish sandwiches. Well, we were just talking about that. That's pretty much very similar to pickle lily. Peanut butter and pickle lily. And my stepdaughter takes that sandwich to the next level by adding a piece of American cheese to it. Uh-oh. Now it's getting crazy. You got a pickle lily peanut butter sandwich and you're going to add American cheese to it? That's nuts. Rob says, I have bacon, lettuce, tomato with mayo on white toast. That's a BLT. it's no pocket meat, though. That's hysterical. Oh, okay. That would not make comfortable pocket meat, especially with the toothpicks in it. It wouldn't be good for your pocket meat. 312 area codes, what about a scrapple sandwich? Scrapple's good. How do they technically describe? Can you look up scrapple? How do they technically describe it? I've had it, and I like it. But a lot of people hate scrapple and think it's disgusting. But I don't know what sort of the exact definition of scrapple is.
Traditionally, a mush of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal and wheat flour, often buckwheat flour and spices.
And then you fry it up, man, and eat it like a maniac. Yeah, scrapple's good, man. And then, oh, in a similar vein, the next text here, 773, says nothing beats a fried Spam sandwich. Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Love me a good fried Spam. Good and good for you. Now, there's some pocket meat. You can eat Spam. Spam is good pocket meat. Because, you know, you don't necessarily have to cook Spam. You could eat it. You could eat it just as is. Cut it up into cubes and put some toothpicks in it, and you've got yourself a high-class hors d'oeuvre. All right, we have a break here, and then more of these fancy vintage sandwiches and pocket meats. Let's see. Hey, what if you had a Hot Pocket? Would you put a Hot Pocket in your pocket? Would that count as a Hot Pocket pocket meat? Dan, would that...
Somebody call Gaff again.
Wrapping up Two for Tuesday. Trucker Gord with Helix, the Canadian metal band with their Animal House. Funny, I don't remember that from the movie. I don't know. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio on a Tuesday morning. Election Day, about an hour and 10 minutes before the polls open. Get out and vote. Let that voice be heard. Do it. And then stay tuned all day for coverage and more right here on 720 WGN. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, we've been talking about some vintage and weird sandwiches. Let's see, we got some other texts that have come in from you guys talking about some of the weird sandwiches that you enjoy. 708 area code says, thick cut bacon and peanut butter, don't knock it till you've tried it. Now, that sounds fine to me. Bacon and peanut butter sounds fine. I would eat that. And add banana, and you've got yourself an Elvis. Got yourself an Elvis sandwich. 630 area code says, Oscar Mayer sandwich spread. Is that like is Oscar Mayer sandwich spread? Is that like deviled ham or something along those lines? Doesn't it sound like it would be like the deviled ham sandwich? Oscar Mayer sandwich spread, or is Oscar Mayer sandwich spread like Miracle Whip? Because that's called a sandwich spread.
Mm. According to Chowhound, it was a plastic tube, just like liverwurst and Braunschweiger. Yeah, and also apparently like bologna.
All right.
So it's spread.
All right. 224 area code says, from my college days, I would put a salad in between two slices of toast and then add Italian dressing. That's a salad sandwich, Dan.
There you go.
That's not... do you ever have sandwich? Pocket sandwich? Pocket salad? Now I'm just trying to think of all of the foods that you can place in your pocket and walk around all day and enjoy your pocket food. Let's see. 312 area code says, a pretzel roll with liver sausage and some cream cheese and chives. Yum. Now, that sounds fantastic. That sounds unbelievable. 773 area code says, you can buy clear plastic sandwich bags, which have printing on them that looks like mold. Nobody's going to touch that sandwich. Hey, that's good. That's pretty clever. That's I really like that. I wonder what company does that. So it looks like there's mold on your sandwich, then that way the sandwich thief in your office won't steal it, because the sandwich thief doesn't want moldy bread. That's pretty good. All right. Frank says, cut a seven inch French bread, spread pesto on both sides. Add roasted red peppers, sliced eggplant and provolone, few drops of olive oil, slap it together, put it in foil, bake it for 15 to 20 minutes at 350. It's delicious. I also put my cat's kitty litter in a sandwich to get back at someone for stealing my sandwich. Oh, man. Let's see. 312 area code says, my sandwich is called a BAT, B-A-T. It's bacon, avocado, tomato on white toast, mayo, no lettuce. 847 area code, cucumber and cream cheese on cocktail rye. Well, those are just your little appetizer. That's your tea time. That's your high tea. Trucker Don says, one of my favorite sandwiches is thick sliced garlic bologna with Miracle Whip on raisin bread. Oh, the raisin bread kind of threw me. Everything else that you're talking about, thick sliced garlic bologna, Miracle Whip, I'm fine with that. The raisin bread, I don't know. I'd try it. I would certainly try it. 630 area code, grilled cheese, avocado, onion, and mustard on your choice of bread. 224 area code says Colby Jack with Valley turkey on whole grain. Add light tomato, Oscar Mayer ready cooked bacon, and lettuce and tomato. Two 262 area code. My dad told me during the Depression his mom would make them lard and sugar sandwiches. That's probably, you know, where that came from for Gorky. You know, maybe it was something he was raised on. His family had lean years, and they had to eat lard sandwiches. We've talked about that a lot about those, you know, the old time sort of recipes, the old school stuff that you would make that came from your financial,
right?
You know, like where you were and what kind of ingredients you can afford, or if you came from a family that had like 12 kids, you'd have to make the food last, you know. 630 area code says a ham slice, pineapple ring, cream cheese on bread. Wow.
A couple more texts. 630, we use cucumbers instead of tomatoes on a BLT.
Ooh. So what would that make that? That would make that a BLC.
Yeah. Spam now comes in single serve foil packets, which would be the perfect pocket meat.
Wait a minute. They do?
Apparently, according to 269.
How did I not know about that? I want my Spam even more convenient and easy to eat out of my pocket.
815 fried bologna, 219 liverwurst with bread and butter, pickles with a lightly salted green onion.
Yeah.
All on soft white bread.
Also, when you mentioned frying bologna, I just want to make sure that, you know, I mention this every time we talk about frying bologna. You got to cut the X in the middle of the slice of bologna. Otherwise, it's going to dome up on you. And you don't want
helpful tip.
You don't want a curly or domed up piece of bologna, so cut that slice, that X, right in the middle of it, so it won't dome up on in the frying pan.
And we conclude with 870. Thanks a lot, Nick. Now all I want is pocket spaghetti.
I'm telling you, you could throw any food in your pocket and take it with you. All right, that's what I think that's the takeaway from the show this morning, is that pocket meat is awesome. So, what do we got going on tomorrow?
Kevin Powell.
Kevin Powell is going to be with us. Oh, K-Powell's. That means we'll hear a little Bill Withers. All right. Let's take a break here. The news is coming up after this.